Your favorite Christian groups and artists can be heard around the clock. Tune into Moody Radio, enjoy the music at home, or right at work on your computer or your internet radio.
You hear the familiar liner, a friendly, warm welcome, calling to you from over your radio. You know that soothing spiritual songs and sound biblical talk and ideas is just moments away. From a Caribbean Cessna pilot, miraculously rescued from danger by a broadcast sermon signal, to a truck driver brought back to God by radio through daily hearing of the Bible, stories of God's use of Christian radio impacting the lives of those who would come to Him are as numerous as many are incredible. In fact, in an age where rumors circulate that radio is a dying medium, it should be noted that a current survey shows only 8% of those surveyed do not use or listen to a radio. That leaves 92%, what could be 920 out of every 1,000 people who are active listeners, each being reached daily with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ever since Italian inventor Guglielmo Marconi proved to the world at the turn of the last century that radio broadcasting was possible, God has been working in and through people, young and old, novice and experienced alike, to perfect both the delivery and content of Christian radio. And so goes the story of one of America's oldest non-commercial radio stations, WMBI, together with WMBI-FM, known today as Moody Radio. On the air, July 28, 1926, WMBI, the voice of Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, was then one of only 38 out of more than 200 licensed educational radio stations to remain on the air 10 years later. In those days, sacred works were the preferred musical content of the day, performed live by students, faculty, or alumni of Moody, or by local groups and churches. You might tune in to hear vocal, solo, or choral, organ, and piano programs such as Cathedral Echoes, Hymn Heritage, Men of Praise, or even Sunday Night Sing. Dr. James M. Gray, Moody president from 1904 to 1934, in 1926 delivered the first sermon address from the studios of WMBI. More quality Bible teaching programs would soon follow, such as Radio Bible Class and Radio School of the Bible, distinguished as one of the oldest teaching programs produced for radio. Standards of Moody Radio have always been very high in both its methods of delivery and its choice of content. From the first, it was decided all programming should strive to be inclusive, crossing all denominational lines. This isn't to say Moody hasn't tackled some controversial subjects current to its time, but the choice was made that, whenever it was to do so, it would be ever so carefully selective as to not single out one certain group or individual. Occasionally, errors were made. Once back in the 1960s, a discussion on atheism was scheduled to air on WMBI. It was canceled. Not because of the subject matter, but because the speaker mentioned by name, Mrs. Madeline Marie O'Hare, widely known at the time as a charismatic activist in the atheism movement. In the 30 years following its first broadcast, Moody Radio began to evolve, and the administration at the Moody Bible Institute was reorganized to accommodate. Live broadcast aired daily, beginning in 1938, from atop what would eventually be called Kroll Hall. The studios were all aflurry with activities, setups, and rehearsals from early morning until late at night.
The Adventures of Sailor Sam.
In 1946, programming of WMBI, first led by now Moody Executive Vice President Mr. Henry C. Kroll, was passed to Reverend Robert Parsons, a 14-year veteran of the station, together with Mr. A.P. Fry, himself with WMBI for about 9 years. These men oversaw further necessary structuring and operational training of the staff, which included Moody Bible Institute students and faculty. Technology soon evolved to allow syndication of popular programming, recordings on large 16-inch two-sided transcription discs, each holding a total of 30 minutes of programming, would then be mailed for later playback to participating Christian radio stations nationwide. These discs would 30 years later be replaced by reel-to-reel, then by audio cassette. The listening audience of WMBI was increased even more, beginning in 1958, with the purchase of satellite stations. As always, real growth brings real growing pains. Mistakes and occasional concerns with levity on the air were often the result of Bible students lacking mature training necessary to uphold the high standards of Moody's religious audience. High turnover was common, largely due to age and low salaries. A bad judgment call caused WMBI-FM, first introduced in 1943, to have its plug pulled in 1952 due to the belief that FM was, at that time, considered a dying medium. Findings conducted by the station appeared to show a lack of interest from its listeners. The findings were wrong. Moody's listening audience quickly protested the station's closing, and after 8 years of wrangling with the Federal Communications Commission, WMBI-FM buzzed back to life once more. Just as life breathed into WMBI in 1926, the station and its counterpart, WMBI-FM, in turn brought life to its listeners, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ through broadcast biblical teaching and its use of rich sacred music. Stories of the impact of Moody Radio continue today. Part 2 of this report will explore some new ways in which Moody Radio is continuing to reach out. We will explore contrasts in listeners both yesterday and today. We'll hear from those connected with the operations of Moody Radio and the communications of Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. And finally, we'll talk to you, our Moody listeners, and ask, are you turned on for life? I'm Frank King, and this has been Moody Radio, Turned On for Life, a special audio presentation produced for the Introduction to Mass Communications class of Mrs. Jamie Janos, Moody Bible Institute, Chicago, January 30th, 2009. Historical and story content taken from A Descriptive History of WMBI and WMBI-FM, 1946 to 1970, by Charles N. Christensen, B.A., Marquette University, 1972. Moody Radio History and How Radio is Impacting the World, Moody Radio, Moody Bible Institute, accessed January 27, 2009. Each article found online at www.moodyradio.org. A Hall of Fame Inventor Profile, About.com, and the National Inventors Hall of Fame, accessed January 28, 2009, found online at http://inventors.about.com. Unhindered Power, 40 True Stories of God at Work Around the World Through Christian Radio, copyright 1990, Moody Press, Chicago, Illinois. And from Missionary to the Incarcerated, Moody Bible Institute, accessed January 27, 2009, found online at www.moodyministries.net. And finally, special thanks also go to Mr. John Gager, Colin Lambert, and Mr. Bill Davis from Moody Radio, and Mrs. Jamie Janos for their help and permissions with special recorded media content used in this report. Thanks again for listening to Moody Radio, Turned On for Life.